Hi everybody, this is JJ Long from JJ Artworks, and welcome to episode 22 of the Legend of JJ Artworks podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, we really appreciate it. And this episode, I'm not even going to say this week's episode because I haven't recorded a podcast episode since September 19th, 2020, so it's been almost exactly 6 months. Right now it's like March 21st, 2021. So it's been a while since I've recorded anything, and my deepest apologies. I've had a bit on my plate running the company, and you know, everything's going great right now. But I just felt like I owed it to you guys to kind of give you some quick updates on what's going on with JJ Artworks, you know, and how things are going on in my personal life, if you're interested. Everything is going pretty cool. I'm really excited for this year. This year has been kind of crazy out of the gates. We actually hired, since the last podcast episode, we've hired a few new people in the office, and it's really, really awesome because I'm really finally building a solid team for JJ Artworks, and we're really leveling up our game this year. Toward the tail end of last year, I actually hired a finance manager for us. And she's doing a great job doing our bookkeeping and handling our accounting and doing a lot of QuickBooks stuff for us and keeping us organized and, you know, filing our taxes and all those cool things. So that's really freeing up a lot of my time to focus on sales and marketing and hiring and everything, which is great. And we actually hired our first salaried employee this year, which I'm really excited about. We hired a full-time manager in our fulfillment center, and we did that mid-February of this year. And oh my goodness, it's you know, I have someone that's saving 40 hours a week for me, so I actually don't have to physically, you know, box up the paint kits anymore or print out the shipping labels and worry about tracking numbers and shipping things through UPS. And so that's been a great relief for me. And my artists are doing absolutely amazing. Everyone's still teaching and rocking and rolling and just having a good time with all of our clients. And just really quickly, I wanted to thank all of our clients for continuing to paint with us virtually through the whole pandemic, and for just being solid people and supporting us. We really love you guys, and we truly appreciate your support. Without you, we wouldn't have a business, and we wouldn't be able to do what we love to do. So thank you guys so much. And you know, everyone that works for me, I'm just so blessed to have them on the team as well. I wouldn't be able to do any of this without you guys. So my heart really goes out to all of our staff and independent contractors and employees and everybody that is really putting their best foot forward to make the JJ Artworks brand what it is today. I love you guys. Thank you so much for your hard work as well. And I felt like I really needed to come out with something because I actually just turned 40 years old a couple days ago. And it really made me think about where I am in life, where I still want to go, you know, what I've achieved so far as a business owner and as an artist and as just a, you know, a family person in general. It's, you know, I'm always trying to think of what makes me happy and where I want to go in life and how I plan on getting there. And I think I had another revelation, and I feel like I owe it to you guys to kind of mention it. And I've really decided that I really want to start slowly getting back into my creative expression again. And I know if you listen to episode one of this podcast, which I recorded, I think last January, not this past January, but I think, you know, January 2020, the podcast was really meant to start kind of a launch pad into expressing myself creatively. And then somewhere along the journey, I realized, okay, so the podcast isn't really expressing myself creatively, but it's serving more as kind of like a diary or, you know, a journal entry or a way to kind of document this whole journey for me. So I'm not really expressing myself creatively, but this is more of like a therapy session for me, which I hope you guys enjoy a bit. But, you know, I'm realizing that I really need to express myself creatively. And what I mean by that is I really need to be, you know, painting professionally again and singing again and acting again and writing again and just expressing myself artistically, I guess is the best way to say it. And I started kind of doing that last week, you know, when I was still 39 years old. I was like, you know what, the things that are missing in my life right now are my creative expression and really getting a hold on my physical fitness and nutrition, and then just making sure that my finances are locked in and keep, you know, keep growing and really stable, which they are finally. But, you know, it's a lot to juggle when you're a business owner, and trying to separate the artist from the business is something that I've always struggled with. And the past 5.5 years that I've been building up the paint party business, I've really kind of shut off the creative part of my soul. And, you know, when it comes to deprivation, it doesn't really sit well with me. And, you know, I need to get back to creating. So I've actually started to write some music, which I'm really excited about. And it's grounded in kind of an 80s synth wave genre. I'm probably not going to release anything officially for a while until I kind of get things polished up and get into a rhythm with it. But every day I'm starting to dedicate at least 15, maybe 20 minutes of my day to my creativity. And what I'm finding out is that it's actually re-energizing the work days for me, or the work weeks for me, rather. You know, so rather than at the end of like a 12-hour workday working on the paint party business and then I'm just burnt out and, you know, maybe not as, you know, excited to go into the next workday, I finish my workday, and then at night I get excited to start creating. And what happens is that energy carries over until the next morning, and then I'm excited to go through the workday and then get to my creativity again at night. And I'm slowly starting to reintroduce exercise into my daily routine as well, and I'm realizing that I need to kind of crank that out in the morning before the workday starts. So I'm kind of restructuring my life a bit, restructuring my workday, my daily routine, and, you know, where I just turned 40, and I'm kind of like, you know, I do eventually want to settle down and get married and have kids and all that. I'm just realizing I really need to get more on point with things. And, you know, I apologize if I'm getting a little too personal for you guys right now, but like I always said with this podcast, I like to be very open and honest and vulnerable with you guys, because, you know, these are things that I think all entrepreneurs go through. It's not just business 100% of the time. I really think everything's connected. And I think having that work-life balance is really important. So I do like to kind of shed some light on that for you guys too. But anyways, I'm gonna wrap it up for today. I just felt like it's been 6 months. I need to kind of update you guys on some things that are going on. The business is going great. We definitely have a good foundation in place. We definitely have some key roles that have been filled. I feel like we have some solid systems that are in place as far as like procedures and software and processes and everything. So things are definitely very efficient now, and I'm really, really excited about the future for the paint party business, and then also the future for, you know, JJ Artworks and expansion in general. I really think this is going to be another huge growth year for us. And again, I just appreciate all your support. We all appreciate all your support here at JJ Artworks for supporting us through the years, and you know, with the virtual paint party business. So okay, I'm done talking your ear off. Thank you so much. I love you all, and I look forward to talking with you hopefully at some point soon. I'll keep you posted. Have a good one. Bye.